This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Steve Miggs, I know you got some inflatable Halloween decorations, yes?
I have a Chase and, I say it's a Marshall from Paw Patrol, but it's really like Marshall from Timu.
Oh.
It's not really Marshall, but it's just a dog in a firefighter's outfit. But my daughter thinks it's Marshall, and it was cheaper than Marshall, so I'm okay with it.
That's awesome. Do you guys do inside decorations as well?
Yeah, we put all the inflatables inside the house. Yes, eventually we're going to start decorating some stuff around the house. My wife does. She does it up pretty nice.
I'm getting excited because my whole neighborhood is really coming together. People have the ghosts up and all the pumpkins are out. I have not done a single thing to my house yet, and I'm feeling very left behind.
Well, you better hurry up because we went to Lowe's to get some Halloween decorations this past weekend, and it's all Christmas decorations. There's like just a little section that is still Halloween, but they got those scary ones, which is kind of funny because Tatum's terrified of them, but she wants to go look at the Halloween stuff that's around it. So we have to carry her with our eyes. Like, she shuts them as hard as possible. Puts her hood over her head. And then we finally get to the area. And we're like, okay, look straight ahead. That way she doesn't have to see, like, the crazy skeleton guy.
It's the safe zone.
Oddly enough, that's what George has to do with Sarah every time we go to Lowe's, too.
It is bonkers. We ran into them. But Sarah didn't see us because her eyes were closed. So tough.
Better safe than sorry. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and oddly enough, today is World Octopus Day, so you know what we got to do.
Release the Kraken.
What are the odds?
I don't even know. What are the odds? Check Vegas sports books. Anyways, today it's all about the Seattle Kraken. We're all ready to go. We're going to be going to the game this afternoon because we are playing hooky for hockey.
Yeah.
That's what the Kraken are encouraging everybody to do. They kick off their season today at 1:30 against the St. Louis Blues. You're like, why are they playing so early? It's part of a big day with ESPN, and we are one of the, it's a triple header, so we are one of the early games. And since it's on the West Coast, it's not as tough for people on the East Coast to watch. So that's why it's so early in the day. But, man, I am fired up for this first season opener on home ice in franchise history. Granted, it's only season number 4, but, you know, we'll take it. Last 3 seasons, they've been on the road. If you want to go to the game, if you're planning on going to the game like us, we got to get there early. So I know we have a meeting at 10 o'clock, but we got to hurry up after that because they're doing a whole bunch of stuff outside of Climate Pledge Arena. They're going to have a DJ and a band.
What? What?
The Kraken Team Store trailer is going to be outside, so Danny, you and I can make some bad decisions before we step into Climate Pledge Arena. There's also a big beer garden is going to be there as well, so you can have some drinks. Face painting, Sarah.
Yes!
I don't know what kind of face paint. I imagine Kraken logos and maybe some tentacles.
Who's doing it with me?
I'll do it.
Hell yeah. Boys?
Depends on what the painting is.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
If we can get like some Kraken stuff, sure. If it's a clown, no.
If I can get a tentacle coming out of my neck and going up to my nose, like it's picking it.
And dude, and you have a lot of space.
A lot of canvas
work with.
There.
So what you're saying is I shouldn't wear a hat then.
Yes! That's exactly what I'm saying.
Also, photo opportunities with giant bobbleheads and giant letters.
This will be the best day ever.
And the craziest part of it all, I can't wait. There is Pepsi product sampling happening at this party.
No way.
So let's enjoy some Pepsi.
Something for everyone.
I don't know.
Seattle police are searching for Charlotte Drozd, who is also known as Bowie. She's the 16-year-old daughter of Flaming Lips guitarist Steven Drozd.
I've seen some of these flyers on social media. I can't believe that this is happening. Awful, awful story.
They were just in town for a show Friday night at Climate Pledge Arena with Weezer, and she was last seen this past Saturday, October 7th at 11:30 a.m. near the Space Needle. So there's a lot of information just about her out there online, so just... you see anything, say something.
Yeah, I think they're asking people to call the Seattle police if you end up seeing anything. There's a lot of flyers out there. I'm sure we could share it as well on social media, too, because that's just, I can't even imagine. Heartbreaking story. This is a very strange situation. I mean, I know everyone loves to take a selfie, but this might be the dumbest thing. And also, you're just being an idiot. This guy was arrested and charged with DUI. He was driving his car. It erupted into flames on I-5 near Everett early Friday morning. And the traffic cameras captured the man taking a selfie in front of the burning car. Which I get it. That's a great photo op. But you just suck as a human because you're drinking and driving. And then here you are sitting. Your car is on fire. Could have been a lot worse. Luckily, no injuries were reported. And I don't know what he's going to do with that picture. I think insult to injury, they arrest him, go through his phone, and delete the selfie.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Yes. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 66 degrees. It's going to be a little cloudy, but who cares? We're going to be inside enjoying some Seattle Kraken hockey. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Release the Kraken.
We have once again found ourselves in the middle of a stupid argument on this show.
Shocking.
Never happened before. And it's all because of yesterday's chat about the greatest songs that have whistling featured. Super good.
Thank you.
One member has now brought their child into this debate, and we're going to tell you all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yesterday, we had a little chat about some of the greatest songs that feature the whistle.
Yes.
Whistling songs. And one of the songs was this one.
I mean, the best. Very polarizing. A lot of rockaholics very upset with Danny and Sarah because they have no clue what this song is and don't understand the importance of Wind of Change.
It's embarrassing, kind of, you know?
I couldn't sleep last night. I was in bed whistling, thinking about Danny and Sarah.
Follow the most one down to Donkey Park.
So hasn't gotten better.
I think you guys were all high back in the... When did this song come out?
1991.
Like, even worse.
It was 91?
I think it was 91.
I think it was like 89.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm going to have to do some research on that. I think it was late 80s. I'm pretty sure that happened before grunge. I could be wrong.
Wow, you guys are such big fans. Mm.
Oh, you better watch your mouth, lady. And I know you mentioned, like, you were like, oh, I don't know that. Can you play some else of the song? Maybe I'll reckon. And so here's, like, the hook.
Not better.
No? Did you figure out what year it came out?
91. Terry
91, you were right.
Immediately. Look at her spout that off.
Wow, you're a bigger Scorpions fan than I realized.
I don't know about that. Well, of course, this got us all fired up. Talking about our own whistling skills.
That was the best part.
The
I kind of wish microphones were still rolling at around like 10 o'clock. I mean, granted, we did have a couple glasses of champagne because we were celebrating my birthday 4 days late with the men's room. But then we got into a big argument over who's a better whistler.
Oh, that wasn't very good.
Moist those lips, girl.
Mm, I need some chapstick. Are you doing inside and outside?
I'm a sucker and a blower when it comes to whistling.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
Wow, we're pretty good at this.
Are you?
Now, Migs, I heard you even got your daughter involved in this conversation. Is this true?
Because I was whistling and I got home. I couldn't stop whistling the damn song. And so Tatum was just kind of like, she doesn't know how to whistle. And I was trying to teach her how to whistle. And well, I grabbed my phone to record it.
Oh, can you whistle for me again?
Yeah, there's no putting lips together or anything like that. She just goes, oh! So the rest of the day, that's what she's trying to call DJ. Oh!
That's me.
Nailed it.
You're totally crushing
it. Nailed it.
It sounds like a dying dog and me whistling as it's dying.
I'm surprised your dogs aren't, like, in it, right? Howling.
Lulu's practically deaf as well as blind now.
Also, is your wife home at this time?
I think she's in the other room.
What is going on?
She's like, what is... I gotta question my husband's parenting ways.
You do that? It sounds just like the song. Your turn.
She's crushing it.
She's doing something.
Honestly, the girls got rhythm.
I mean, the Scorpions are just higher. They're not getting any younger, those guys. I think they need a new lead singer.
I think the song would have been better with Tatum.
I'm impressed, honestly. You're a great teacher, Steve.
Thank you. That's what a good parent does, Taryn. They teach them how to whistle and ride a bike, of course. Oh, this is great. We just got a text message saying you guys should get Danny's daughter to listen and review it like she did with Metallica.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh,
I can only imagine if you play this for her. I have a feeling that the answer will be a little worse than this.
Well, it's dumb.
Yeah, honestly, it probably will. I'm kind of interested to see what she's going to say now.
Could you play it for today and then tomorrow morning at this time we could hear what she thinks of it?
Yeah, it's better than our conversation yesterday than we had. So I'm 100% in for that.
Oh, no.
Why does Steve like this?
I don't know. You know, it just triggers some childhood nostalgia watching Headbangers Ball.
Heck yeah.
That was on Headbangers Ball?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's a power ballad, Danny.
Is it?
It's time for you to learn about power ballads. It wasn't just always headbanging stuff. You had to, like, you know, you had to do stuff for the ladies.
Of course.
And the sensitive fellas.
Of course.
Karen, did you watch that?
It's dumb.
Headbangers Ball. That blows my mind.
Yeah, Ricky Rackman.
No, I know the show, but I'm saying, like, the fact that that was on it.
So tomorrow at this time, we'll plan to get Lily's review.
Yes, I'm actually really fired up to hear what Lily thinks.
Every time that she reviews something, it just makes me feel really bad about my life choices. Like, I feel ashamed.
You should.
She's getting bullied by a 10-year-old. Is she 10 or 11?
She is 10.
She is 10.
She's never targeted you by name.
Why does Steve like this?
She's also very skibbity and Sigma. So get ready for those things.
I don't either.
And every time we bring it up, nobody has given us a good enough explanation of why that makes sense to use as a word.
And she just laughs. That's the worst part. I'm like, I don't even... What does it mean? And she's like, duh.
But more importantly, I think I'm the better whistler of the two.
Okay.
Between us?
Yeah.
I feel like it was sprung on me. I didn't really have a lot of time to prepare today.
I'm already teaching one child.
I'm struggling today.
Well,
boom.
No. You can't boom after that performance. What? You just try to mic drop yourself and yeah. For that?
Let's check with Lily. What does she think?
Well, it's dumb.
If I'm not wrong.
I agree.
So tomorrow at 6:20, we will get Lily's review on the Scorpion song Wind of Change, Rockaholics.
Oh, someone said the whistling reminds me of a scene from that 70s show where Eric is whistling in the house and Red just looks at him and says, you know what the best part of whistling is? You can stop.
Brutal.
That's so good.
Now, when you think of Ozzy Osbourne, what is it that pops into your mind?
Oh, man, snorting ants?
Biting heads off of bats?
Yes.
Well, for many, it's
yelling,
all the
Sharon!
Drugs. That as well.
Making no sense when he speaks.
For many, it might be the drugs that he used to do, but he is now sober.
I was out of my mind for so long.
Or is he sober?
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
Well, apparently he has admitted that he is not completely sober. And how is that? We're going to tell you after Weezer.
The Daily Mix Show.
The
Daily Mix Show.
The Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, recently had an appearance on the Madhouse Chronicles podcast. And Ozzy revealed that he is not completely sober. Here's Ozzy talking about it.
Do you feel happier now?
Not happier, but I'm not completely sober. I use a bit of marijuana from time to time.
Right. But you're not out of your head on coke and booze and all the rest of it.
I'm lucky. My wife kicked my butt all the time. She would make life so difficult.
Isn't life easier for you
Much
now?
Easier.
Like, you just don't have to think
about it.
Maybe
the marijuana, she'll find it and get rid of it.
Life is easier because I'm so baked I don't have to deal with the craziness that is my wife. Is that what I'm getting at?
Pretty much.
I've always heard stories of, like, Motley Crue shared the stories. Another band said, touring with Ozzy, there's two different Ozzys. There's touring with Ozzy when it's just Ozzy, and then it's just full-on debauchery. And then it's touring with Ozzy with Sharon, and then it's when Ozzy's a very good boy.
Wow.
And also the opening bands are also very good boys. Like, I mean... Relative. I'm sure they're still partying, but they're just not as crazy as they are when Sharon's not around.
Like Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I want to get your take on this, because when I hear that, when people are like, I hear this so often when people are like, oh, I just celebrated 5 years of sobriety. I'm like, I'm positive you're not sober with everything. Like, I have some friends that they'll smoke a ton of weed or they'll do some other types of, like, hallucinogenics, like mushrooms or things along those. Like, they just don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
And... look, I think that's awesome. Whatever's going to make you feel like you're in a better space and you could be a better human being. I'm not here to judge you for that. I will judge you, though, when you say I'm 5 years sober when you're not really technically sober. I'm not going to fight with them about it. I don't care that much. But I feel like if you don't drink alcohol for 5 years, you just say, I'm alcohol-free for 5 years.
And that's what my husband is. He is alcohol-free, and he just, I think it was 11 years this past year since he had his last sip of alcohol.
Freaking amazing.
But he never calls himself sober. And he's even had people ask him, like, hey, you want to take me to your AA meeting? And he's like, well, I don't really go to AA meetings because I don't feel like I deserve a chip because I still use the devil's lettuce.
Right, last time I went to an AA meeting, I was really stoned. And it was right. Awkward.
It's like, no. Yeah, I'm not going to go to that. But so he'll say he's alcohol-free. I know there's also the term California sober, which means, you know.
What is that?
That means you smoke weed and you don't drink alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah, so, California sober is like, yeah, I don't drink booze, but I like the jazz cabbage.
Do they have their own coin that has, like, a little pot leaf on it?
Maybe that should be a thing. I don't know.
Like, I'm like, again, like, it's not going to really bother me that much, but I always kind of cringe when someone's like, I've been sober. I'm like, I saw you last weekend ripping a bong hit. Like, what are you talking about? You're not sober.
Alcohol-free, that is the term.
Yeah. Alcohol-free, that makes sense. It's kind of like, I rather call myself a plant-based weirdo, because when people are like, when you're vegan, like, then they're just like, well, that had butter in it. I'm like, I'm trying my best, man. But sometimes it's just, I can't avoid certain things. Like, I do my best, but, like, mainly just because I know how my body is, and I've been healthier and feel better because I haven't been eating a lot of dairy and meat. But I'm not going to, like, you never hear me staying on top of a mountaintop being like, I'm vegan. Like, I like calling myself a plant-based weirdo because of that.
Now, I have a question for you. You've been a plant-based weirdo for some amount of time now.
A few years.
If you eat something that you think might be plant-based, and then can you pick up on the fact that there's real butter in there or if there's some dairy in there? You can't.
I'm not good at that.
Are there vegans that can do that? Like, you know immediately if there's...
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet. I feel like you had to have been then somebody who enjoyed dairy and meat before at some point in order to be able to differentiate the two. Like, sure. If someone just was like, right now, like, Tatum's never had any meat and for the most part not had any dairy, so I don't think she'd ever be able to tell the difference until, like, maybe, and I've always said, like, if she decides one day, she's like, Dad, I want to enjoy, you know, chicken nuggets, real chicken nuggets, I'm like, let's go to McDonald's.
Let's
you know,
go. Barbecue like, sauce, all the way.
Like, we basically have made the, like, we're like, we'll raise her this way, but when the time comes that she wants to make her own decisions, we're not going to be like, you cannot if you want to live in this house.
Yeah, that's awesome. Know. I think that's great.
But she's just so, like, she's such an animal freak. Like, even when we've asked her, like, do you want to eat that? She's like, no, that was a cow. I love cows. I'm like, okay. You know? We'll see. We'll revisit this in a couple of years, and we'll see where you're at. But, like, if we're at a birthday party, and everyone's having cupcakes, and there's nothing that, you know, something where it's like, what are we going to do? Tell her she can't enjoy a cupcake with all these other kids
are eating them.
While the other kids are having, then all of a sudden she's going to have resentment towards, you know, how she's eating.
Yeah, that's tough. I think you guys are doing it right.
I have no idea.
Wait, does she shame other kids for eating meat yet?
Oh, yeah. She'll throw blood on another kid and say meat is murder.
That might come.
And no, it happened yesterday in preschool. I'm kidding. No.
I mean, you're joking, shame anyone. But woo! Get
do
to
you?
Her. I used to. Oh, I used to.
Not anymore, though.
No, not anymore. I'm way chiller now. But are you kidding?
Which is crazy for her to say that.
I remember I went to a family Thanksgiving. I think I was like 8 or 9. And I bitched everyone out who was eating turkey.
So you must be fun at parties.
I am now. Just give me some booze.
Just come along.
Imagine
way.
Being your parents and being there and you're just like, sorry about our daughter. We'll just leave now.
Oh, we were never invited back.
I can't wait for one day Sarah just gets so drunk and then we just find her passed out in her room with chicken nuggets. Just spray it all over the room.
I swear to God, if I ever become pregnant.
And she's like David Hasselhoff with a half-eaten hamburger, but she's just laying on the floor. She's like, I made a bad choice. But I love it.
I love it. Oh, yeah. If I'm pregnant, I joke, like, I'm just going to crave blood.
If you had to pick one thing, like, is there anything that is meat-based that you've always wanted to try?
Probably bacon.
Oh, yeah, it's
because
great.
Everyone so just good. Says how amazing bacon is.
I'm a fan.
I don't think I'll like it, but that's probably, like, the one thing. Or just, a chicken nugget.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, chicken nugget you'd love.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just universal. Bacon, I think, smells better than it tastes personally.
Yeah, I really don't think you'd like bacon.
Yeah.
And especially just because I know you hate all the popular things. So you'd just be like, nah.
And I don't think bacon sucks or anything like that. But I think people overhype it.
It's overrated.
Well, I disagree. However, right now.
Wow, you look really troubled by this.
Nothing's fighting words, y'all.
I know what the next couple of minutes is going to happen after the show's done. They're going to have an argument, apparently.
I just wanted to remind everyone what happened at 6:50 yesterday. Steve Miggs got a perfect 10.
Crushed it.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. It was. He's got a record of 280 wins, 81 losses, and 49 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.